Hey guys, hope all is well. I am reporting right now from Blacktail Canyon. That's a side canyon off the Grand Canyon. If you look in the background, you can see the Grand Canyon extending in the distance. And then of course, this is the canyon, goes way on back there. Nice little pond towards the back, a little trickle down waterfall, so forth, beautiful place. But right now I'm standing at a really important place, actually in history. If you can see here with me, we're looking at some rock layers, of course, at the Grand Canyon, lots of those. If you look below here, we have something called basement rock. And up above, we have the first layer of sedimentary rock. And in between, we have something called the Great Unconformity. This is where these rock layers meet for the first time. And it's just a straight line for the most part with no signs of slow erosion or topography change, chemical erosion, anything like that. And here's the problem from an evolutionary perspective. This rock layer right here is roughly around 1.5 billion years old. And then this one up above, it's roughly around 500 million years old. There's about 1 billion years of missing history right here with no signs anything ever took place. Again, no erosion, no soil accumulation, no topography change, just 1 billion years of missing history. But from a biblical perspective, this has great significance. This spot right here is actually one of the coolest things I've done, especially related to just looking at this stuff firsthand and seeing geology firsthand. You see right here, this rock layer, being basement rock, this is creation week rock. Rock created in the beginning, the first week, during those 6 days. What an amazing thing. And up above, we see one of the first rock layers laid down during the flood. This is the Peach Sandstone right here. This is laid down during the flood. And actually, as the flood came in, you see these rock layers were laid down during the time of creation, when God made these during creation. Then the rock layers came in and eroded off those creation week rocks and laid down all these rock layers during the time of the flood. And you see, during that event, only Noah and his family were saved. The whole world that then was utterly destroyed. Any person not inside the ark died. Any animal, any air-breathing, land-dwelling animal not on the ark perished in judgment of sin. As we mentioned before, the flood is that great demonstration that God is holy, He is righteous, and He judges sin, and rightfully so. Also, though, during the flood, we see God's salvation in the ark, where He preserves Noah and his family. From that family line comes the Messiah, who will later on provide salvation for our souls. But the Grand Canyon, these rock layers, these fossils, this great unconformity, the creation week rocks and the flood rocks, they remind us all that, you know what? God judges sin. He provides a way of salvation. And there's only one way. At the time of the flood, there was one way to be saved. Repent of your sin, trust God, go through the door of the ark for salvation. Those who did not perished. But if you'll put your faith in the one true living God, walk through the one door of salvation, which is Jesus Christ, we can today be saved and find new life. So what an amazing reminder of the truth of God's word we find here at the Grand Canyon over and over and over again. So take that with you. Use that. Hope it's encouraging and equipping to you and those you're teaching. May God be glorified in all these things. Let's do all this to an audience of one. Have a great day.